In the name of the one true living God, our Creator, Provider, and Savior, the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, celebrating Christmas is very popular around the world. Christmas Day is a major annual holiday in most countries. Celebrations are always accompanied by elaborate decorations, shopping, banquets, and parties with the exchange of gifts. Yet, in the New Testament, there is no indication that the religious and civil establishments, nor the residents of Bethlehem, were interested in the identity of the baby born in humble circumstances and laid in a manger. Other than Mary and Joseph, who were basically strangers to the town, only a group of simple shepherds from a nearby field and a group of foreign wise men were divinely guided to visit the family in the animal stable and celebrate the birth of the heavenly Christ. To the humble shepherds, the angel's message was, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." When the wicked ruler Herod heard of the birth of the King of the Jews from the Magi, who followed the star all the way from Persia, he gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people. He inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, in Bethlehem of Judea. They went on to quote the prophetic text in the 5th chapter of the book of Micah. So although aware of the scriptures, they showed no interest in the news of Jesus' birth. For Herod, the matter required an urgent action to murder all the babies of Bethlehem. Brothers and sisters, a week after his birth, it was time to give the baby his divinely assigned name, Jesus, and have him circumcised according to the requirements of the Old Testament rite. This was followed by his dedication in the temple as a firstborn child. In this context, the gospel introduces a simple elderly man of Jerusalem. His name was Simeon. He's described in the 2nd chapter of the Gospel of Luke as righteous and devout. The description righteous was applied in the first book of the Bible by God himself to both Noah and Abraham. People observed that Simeon was a man who is devoted to the worship of God and to rendering service to people. As a righteous and devout man, the gospel reports that Simeon was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So Simeon was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. What did this mean? The rest of the gospel record answers that question. Simeon was not in the temple at that time by mere coincidence. Again, there is reference to the Holy Spirit. We read that he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory to your people Israel." Clearly, Simeon was guided by the Holy Spirit to recognize Jesus as the one promised to console or provide comfort, assurance, and hope to Israel. The consolation of Israel fulfilled by Jesus required divine preparation and a divine presence among all peoples. It meant to Simeon not only a personal fulfillment, but also salvation from God. He saw Jesus as Emmanuel, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to God's people, Israel. The coming of the Messiah was long awaited by the Israelites. They wrongly, however, expected an earthly king who would liberate them from their foreign masters of the Roman Empire and restore to them an earthly nation and kingdom. This was the kind of salvation they anticipated God to give through the promised Messiah. Yet, this was not the substance of God's plan in history. The Holy Spirit, who inspired the human authors of the Old Testament scriptures, guided and enabled righteous and devout Simeon to understand God's covenant through Abraham and his promised offspring, Jesus the Messiah. The real consolation, the real hope, the real comfort of God's people, Israel, was the coming of the light of the world, establishing salvation to Jewish and Gentile believers alike. This is the real substance of the celebration of Christmas. God's blessing of peace, comfort, hope, and joy to all families of the earth. Like the simple shepherds and the wise men of the East, Simeon was blessed and received the real message of Christmas and rejoiced in it. It is the heavenly message of hope. The message was brought to Mary, to Joseph, and to the shepherds, as well as to the wise men, and it is in the gospel for all people also today. God's angel who brought the good news to the shepherds was joined by a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." Hallelujah. The grace of the Savior King, the Messiah of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the full blessing of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, abide with God's people in all nations, at all times, throughout the whole earth, by the blessed message of the gospel. Amen.